This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll continues to climb and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turns streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at a news conference in the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, in her words, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who, in this catastrophe, lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing. And I, including Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, who have also suffered from the flooding." The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are still missing. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse took part in U.S. military training and education, a Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Biden said Thursday that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moïse was shot and killed in the early hours of July 7th at his home outside of Port-au-Prince. His wife injured in the attack, recovering at a Miami, Florida hospital. The interim prime minister told reporters he had spoken to the first lady and that she's doing well. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is